You know, we both persevered, and I think it's worth it in the end. And everything will fall into place eventually, like, is what I say to her, you know.
So what you're saying to Patricia Michael is not to give up, is to keep fighting.
I say, don't make any rash decisions, like, you know, follow her heart, maybe have a chat with somebody very close to her or something, and, you know, weigh up the pros and cons, and I think at the end of the day she should make the right decision. Maybe if she loves him, she'll stay with him, you know. That's what I think anyway. And it can work out. I don't think the age difference makes that much of a difference, you know, in the end, like.
But Michael, looking at her letter now, just here, she says she is losing her friends and she's becoming disinterested in school.
Well, I don't know, how long has she been going out with him now, you see?
She says about 6 months.
Well, you see, initially, like, I suppose when you fall for someone, it goes a bit heavy, but it calms down after a while, you know. And I think she should fall back into an old pattern, maybe spend a couple of nights with her boyfriend and maybe go out with her friends on another night then if she has time, you know, and try to keep, it's possible, you know, to keep the two avenues going, like, at the same time.
What about the line that her family and her friends feel he is far too old for her and the relationship doesn't stand a chance?
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the natural reaction, really, that parents would have, like, because she is only 17 and she is quite young, I suppose, but she said she's gone out with other boys, you know, and that they were too immature. Like,
yeah, because they were her own age group.
Yeah.
But, Michael, tell me, in your situation, it has worked out for the best now,
has
it?
It has worked out fine anyway, you know.
Yeah, it's good to hear. How long have you been...
Well, I've been going out with her about 2.5 years now, I'd say. And when I first started going out with her, she was the same age. She was only 17, like.
Right.
And, well, we haven't had any problems whatsoever, and her family have kind of got used to me and everything, like, you know, and, you know, it kind of worked out in the end. They accepted me, you know, but it took a while. All these things take time, you know.
How long did it take, Michael?
Well, I suppose the first year was rough enough, like, you know, but when they realised it was more than just sort of an infatuation, like, you know, they kind of accepted it then as, you know, the end of the day, like, it's their daughter's decision, you know. It's her life in the end, you know. She has to do what she thinks is right, like.
So the advice to Patricia is to hang in there.
I'd say hang in there, yeah.
Right.
You know, follow her instincts, like.
Okay. Great stuff,
okay,
Michael.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Pat. I just want to say as well that I think your show is great. And, you know, it's very entertaining. I listen to it an awful lot.
That's very good to hear.
You know, do you have any old Bob Dylan songs there?
Dylan, we have loads of Bob Dylan.
You might play one some night for me.
I certainly will. We'll
play That'd be great, Pat.
We'll play Bob Dylan for you.
Great
okay,
stuff,
Michael.
Pat.
Thank you very
thanks
much.
Thanks a lot, now. Bye.
You can call us on 066-236-666. That's 066-236-666. That's if we can get you online. Have a slight few problems with the telephone lines tonight, but never mind. Radio Kerry, the Kingdom's number one.
Big. Very big. No. Actually, it's you. Radio Kerry brings you an enormous concert on Wednesday, July the 17th. It's the Band Scene Special in aid of the Kerry Rape Crisis Centre. I'm John Slattery, and myself and Pat MacDonald want to tell you about an amazing lineup. An Emotional Fish, The Golden Horde, The Forget-Me-Nots, The Righteous Dude, Shaven Moses, Kevin O'Sullivan, Mary O'Regan, and many, many more bands. Don't forget, this concert is being held to raise money for a Kerry Rape Crisis Centre to help people. You can donate money in your local bank. All money goes to the Rape Crisis Centre. For an amazing night, you'd want to get your tickets soon at usual outlets. Tickets £5. Radio Kerry, bringing you the best in live entertainment.
Hello there, Bibi Baskin here to tell you about a great night for a great cause. It's all happening in the Horan Centre, Tralee, on Wednesday the 17th of July. For the best local, national and international bands, come and visit the Horan Centre. All proceeds go to the Rape Crisis Centre, and they need your help.
MacDonald, can you outline a little of the background to the Rape Crisis Centre appeal, please?
Certainly, Hugh. It all began one night after a band scene session. We decided to get together and we decided that we'd get a few bands together, local bands, and see what happens. And then somebody came up with the idea, why not do it for the Kerry Rape Crisis Centre appeal? Because there is no Rape Crisis Centre here in Kerry. Because we used to have Your Sad Tale and we used to deal with Dorothy Morrissey there in the Limerick Rape Crisis Centre. So that's where the whole idea came about. So now we have at least 12 to 18 bands playing on the night on two stages, and some very big names, international names in fact. One of those is Emotional Fish, and also there is one we cannot mention, but he's one of the biggest in the music, one of the